kıbleye Şam'a geda Mola Ali
Feast of Ghadir, the staff at JNN English News Desk extend their deepest congratulations to all Muslims on the joyous occasion. And hilarity reigns supreme in Iran as people in the four corners of the country are celebrating the auspicious event. Muslims across the world also observed Eid al-Ghadir by taking part in festivities. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is highlighting the importance of the Ghadir event at the day Ali ibn Abi Talib was officially given the divine title of Imam by the Prophet Muhammad and took charge as the Prophet's immediate successor. Addressing thousands of people on Wednesday, the leader said the Ghadir event shows the importance of government in Islam and clarifies how an Islamic style of governance should be. Another great lesson taken from the event, the leader said, is that it shows religion and politics go hand in hand in Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei said Shiites, while holding dear their documented beliefs about Ghadir, will not allow the issue to turn into a bone of contention in the Muslim world. The leader then called on Shiite and Sunni Muslims to be on the watch for divisive plots hatched by the enemy. Ayatollah Khamenei also said publication in Shiite and Muslim and Sunni communities of books containing libel and defamatory statements will only help fulfill the objectives of the U.S. and Zionists. Elsewhere in the remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said arrogant powers are seeking to get some Arab heads of state to confront Iran's nuclear right, but the Arab governments, the leader added, have their own considerations and are not ready to obey everything the U.S. and Zionists say. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the Iranian people's strong presence on the scene is a clear message to the world of their all-out support for the establishment. Ahmadinejad made the remarks before a cabinet meeting in Ahvaz, the capital city of the southwestern Iranian province of Khuzestan, on Wednesday. The president also said Iranians will continue to defend their homeland and stand up to the enemy. Meanwhile, the province has specialized working groups on employment as well as mines and industries met Tuesday night. Among the topics discussed were plans to bankroll economic enterprises as well as self-employment schemes in the province exemption from paying customs duties on goods imported via certain provincial ports, organizing international exhibitions, supplying the energy required to run new industrial and mineral projects in the province was also on the agenda. OPEC agreed on Wednesday to a record cut in oil output of 2 million barrels a day. Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi told reporters that there is a consensus on a cut of 2 million barrels a day as a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries got underway in the Mediterranean port city of Oran in Algeria. The OPEC cut, which would be its largest ever, could be complemented by combined reductions from non-OPEC members, Russia and the Azerbaijan Republic, of 600,000 barrels a day, which would take 2.6 million barrels of oil off the market. OPEC ministers called the meeting in Iran to take action against a steady slide in oil prices, which are now 70% off their highs of $147 a barrel in July, as demand dries up in recession-hit industrialized consuming nations. Press conference and called him a dog, appeared before a judge on Wednesday. Under Iraqi law, Muntazir al-Zaidi faces up to 7 years in jail for offending the head of a foreign state. Zaidi's brother said his 29-year-old brother had been taken to Ibn Sina Hospital in the heavily fortified Green Zone after being badly beaten by security guards and suffering a broken arm and ribs, as well as injuries to an eye and a leg. Twin bomb blasts killed 18 people and wounded 53 in central Baghdad on Wednesday as British Prime Minister Gordon Brown made an unannounced visit to Iraq. The car bomb and a second explosion killed police and civilians near a traffic police station and a hospital in central Baghdad. Wednesday's bombings were some distance away on the other side of the Tigris River from the heavily fortified Green Zone where Brown met his Iraqi opposite number Nouri Mahmoud.